Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Jenna. Morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
That's good. How's your weekend been?
It was nice, eh? Just chilled out.
Quite sunny.
Yeah, it's quite sunny. Popped around a few places on Kay Road and, you know, went to visit some old favourites.
Nice. That's great. Lovely. Sounds glorious. No, you go.
And I did some reading as well, of course.
Reading in the sunshine.
Reading in, yeah, totally.
Very nice.
I am reviewing today this book called Burnt Sugar by Evni Doshni. And this is one of the 8 debut novelists on the Book Along list. Which the shortlist is announced next week. So
cool, that's
very
exciting.
Evni Doshni was born in New Jersey and she lives in Dubai, but this book is set in India. And it's maybe my favourite cover of the year so far, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I have to say pretty. I am partial to lilac as a colour. I like it. It's
really
very nice.
It really stands out on the new release table, but it's this lilac with this, I guess it's aloe vera, I think. It's
these
really deep green plants on it. So
it is a beautiful, and the font is lovely too.
Very nice. I mean, there are some terrible covers around, so when I see a good one, I'm very happy.
I do think people quite often, when they say they don't pick a book based on the cover, I do struggle to believe that sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. there could be a whole other show. But this is this really intense story of this relationship between a mother and daughter in India. It has this great opening line. I would be lying if I said my mother's misery had never given me pleasure. So that's sort of where it sets up.
That is tense.
And it's set in Pune. And the main character is called Antara. She's in her late 30s. She's an artist. And her main work of art that she has been doing for a long time is that she started with a photo of a man. And every day she draws it without looking at the previous ones. And then you look at the first one and the last one, and they're quite different. I think it's a really interesting artwork.
Yeah.
And her mother is forgetting things. She's got early signs of Alzheimer's. Antara is trying to grapple with this forgetting because her childhood was so traumatic and her mother had been really horrible to her. So she's taking this role of a caregiver while kind of feeling really angry at her mum for this trauma that she had. One of the major things that happened to them is when they were young is that her mother took her and left her father in the middle class family to go to the Osho Ashram, which is Bhagwan, Wild Country ashram. And this is what Pune, where it's set, is famous for and where a lot of people go to and stay. And she also gets sent to boarding school as well. But this is a book about memory, which becomes unreliable. And Antara, this is in first person narrative. So Antara is, for example, and where I think it really hit off, Antara is relaying a memory that her mother doesn't remember to her grandmother. She says, my grandmother doesn't remember, mum doesn't remember this. And her grandmother is like, well, that didn't happen. So you're suddenly like, well, what's actually true or not? And with that first person narrative, you as a reader have to decide who to believe. The Antara is suffocated by the trauma of her childhood and her mother, but is so connected to her above anyone else. So there's chances to leave her mum and sort of just leave India, which her husband wants to do, but she can't. She's like connected and suffocated. So the prose is really rich in form. It's also super deadpan, like really dry. And there's this constant thread of description of bodies, like grotesqueness. And I put that in air quotes, I guess, of it's just your body's functioning, I guess, but sweat and fat and food and hormones.
When you put that in a deadpan way, it can definitely come across as grotesque, that's for sure.
And puberty and blood and everything, and that the idea of the mad woman and the mad mother, and if your motherhood can spiral you into madness and your family think you're crazy, and if you don't conform you're crazy, if you don't conform to this like hierarchy of culture. So it's about inheritance and then loyalty, and it's super visceral and it's really mysterious as well as who's in the picture that Antara's drawing. Yes, I really enjoyed it. It was really, it's weird to say it was refreshing because it was so like viscerally sweaty or something, but it's, it was, I just really got into it and yeah. It was a great read. And actually some of my trashy TV watching had really helped with Wild Wild Country, because that's having that background of that is Doshni wrote this book, she wrote it 8 times, and when she discovered her family's connection to the ashram, she was like, oh, that kind of put her on a path. Her aunties were involved, and they're in the backgrounds of some of Wild Wild Country. And also the really trashy show Indian Matchmaking.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet, but I have seen it pop
up. It's pretty good. But also the astrological beliefs behind marriage and arranged marriage. Mm. And I was like, oh yeah, I know what this is about, when it was in the book. But I really liked it. It'll be interesting to see if it gets shortlisted. I haven't read all of the books on the long list yet. Mm. But
sounds like a good read. Would you say it's a page turner?
Definitely a page turner. So it was one of those ones that you sort of pick up on a evening and then suddenly you've read 50 pages. Yeah. So yeah, I'd really recommend it. It's cool.
Can't help but think about Hot Milk when you were describing the
that
relationship.
That is so what people have compared it to. That's by Deborah Levy. And I actually read that in the first lockdown. I really liked it.
Yeah. It's that mother-daughter relationship when your mother's potentially getting a bit older and unwell. And what that kind of...
The caregiving roles change. Yeah.
Interesting. Sounds like a good
so
one.
So intense, yeah.
And can grab that timeout?
You can grab it at timeout. It's almost in store. It's okay. On the boat, and it's probably getting loaded off at the port right now.
Fantastic. So sometime this week, hopefully.
Sometime this week. But yeah, give us a call.
And if you've got a B card, you get 10% off.
You do.
So get a B card.
Get a B card.
Thanks, Jenna. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
See you in a few weeks. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.